From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. It's official. Trump is the nominee. In U.S. politics, businessman Donald Trump has accepted the nomination of the Republican Party for president. He spoke to the party's convention, painting an America in dire straits and describing himself as the only candidate capable of making America safe.
We will be a country of generosity and warmth, but we will also be a country of law and order.
Mr. Trump used his Thursday night address to denounce Democrat Hillary Clinton as part of a political class causing the nation's troubles. Now, Secretary Clinton will accept the Democratic Party's presidential nomination next week. A Turkish official today said relations between Turkey and the U.S. will not be significantly affected by last week's failed coup in Turkey. U.S.-Turkish relations did remain strained after last Friday's attempted coup, with accusations from members of Turkey's ruling AK Party of U.S. involvement. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is seeking the extradition of Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric who lives in exile in the United States. Erdogan accuses Gulen of masterminding the coup attempt. Gulen has denied any involvement. A pro-government Tuareg military group is reported taking control of Mali's northern city of Kidal after fighting broke out between the militia and a coalition chiefly made up of former Tuareg rebels. Tuareg separatists briefly took control of a northern Mali in 2012 before al-Qaeda-linked militants drove them out. A French force took back the region from the Islamists, and thousands of UN peacekeepers and Malian soldiers are overseeing a very shaky peace agreement. This is VOA News. After 2 days of talks in Washington, the United States and its anti-Islamic State coalition allies say they've reached a key moment in their campaign to defeat the extremist group. Secretary of State John Kerry represented the U.S. at the meetings.
So even as it is losing ground in the Middle East, we know already that they're going to try to transform themselves into a global terrorist organization, network capable of orchestrating attacks, as we have seen in various places. And that is also going to take time and is hard work.
Now, for all its battlefield struggles, the Islamic State and its sympathizers have pulled off a series of deadly attacks in the Middle East, Europe, and Asia. And these will include last week's truck attack in Nice, France, that killed 84 people. The Paris prosecutor says the man who drove that truck through crowds in Nice had accomplices, and it seemed he had been plotting his attack for months. The 31-year-old driver of the truck was a Tunisian man who'd been living in Nice for several years. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Nice attack, although there's no evidence linking the driver specifically to IS. President Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against Muslims in the U.S. He made his comments at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan.
For Muslims across the United States, around the world, this is a time of spiritual renewal, a time to reaffirm your duty to serve one another, especially the least fortunate among us.
Mr. Obama said Muslim Americans are as patriotic as any Americans. In 2015, there were about 3.3 million Muslim Americans, making up about 1% of the total U.S. population. A federal court in the U.S. state of New York has sentenced an admitted agent of the Russian government to 10 years in prison and ordered him to forfeit $500,000 in profit he earned from his criminal activity, which focused on acquiring and secretly shipping abroad high-tech microelectronics for Russian military equipment. Alexander Fyshenko pled guilty to all 19 charges. China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled this week to impose an unprecedented penalty of nearly $3.3 million on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. The country's first ruling against air pollution has sent a warning across factories in China to better manage their emissions. The search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared more than 2 years ago, is coming to an end. The transport ministers of Malaysia, Australia, and China have agreed the three-nation hunt in the Indian Ocean for the missing plane will be suspended after the current search is totally scoured. The decision was announced Friday in Malaysia after a meeting of the ministers. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.